From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. president lays out the immigrant crisis to the United Nations. President Barack Obama hosted the world's first ever leaders' summit on refugees in New York City Tuesday, saying the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
President Obama came straight to the point about the situation millions of refugees are facing.
We are here because right now, in crowded camps and cities around the world, there are families from Darfur and Chad, Palestinians in Lebanon, Afghans in Pakistan, Colombians in Ecuador, who've endured years, in some cases decades, as refugees.
The plight of so many displaced people moved the United States, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and the leaders from Canada, Ethiopia, Germany, Jordan, Mexico, and Sweden to pledge to either take in greater numbers of refugees or provide more financial assistance. Cindy Sain, VOA News, New York.
An airstrike in northern Syria that killed five members of a medical staff hit a mobile emergency unit and not a medical facility, a relief organization says today. The mobile medical team was hit while responding to an earlier airstrike targeting militants from the al-Qaeda-linked Fatah al-Sham front. Got that according to Dr. Ubaida al-Mufti, the vice president of the International Union of Medical Care and Relief Organizations. The organization had initially said Tuesday the strike leveled a medical triage point. This is VOA News. A knife-wielding attacker was shot by Turkish police outside the Israeli embassy in Ankara Wednesday before he could harm anyone, according to Israeli officials. An Israeli foreign ministry spokesman said in a statement that the man approached the embassy with a knife and was shot by a Turkish guard. The spokesman said there were no Israeli injuries, but that the assailant was wounded in the foot. It is not known if the assailant was attacking police officers or the embassy itself. Video from the area showed emergency service workers gathered around the ambulance near the embassy past the police cordon. Bomb squad personnel were on the scene, although there was no indication of an explosive. The spokesman went on to say that the incident occurred in the outer perimeter of the embassy and cautioned that details surrounding what happened are still being sorted out. Turkish media reports two people attempted to enter the facility, but after walking past the embassy several times, the men raised the suspicions of the guards on duty. Federal investigators say the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York City and New Jersey bought components on eBay and used them as triggering devices and also used cell phones purchased from a store just 500 meters from an address he once listed as his home. The details are contained in criminal complaints made public Tuesday, spelling out multiple federal charges against 28-year-old Ahmed Khan Romani. Most of the charges carry a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Authorities arrested Romani on Monday after an exchange of gunfire with police that left him and two officers wounded. Now, these documents contain some pieces of writing from a journal found on Romani when he was arrested. The messages include praise of American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Yemen in 2011, and brother Osama bin Laden, the former head of al-Qaeda, who was killed by U.S. forces in Pakistan in 2011. The FBI said Tuesday it assessed Romani's activities in 2014 after his father told agents he was concerned about his son's possible involvement with extremists, but the agency found insufficient evidence to warrant further investigation. Authorities used tear gas to disperse protesters in an overnight demonstration that left about a dozen officers injured in North Carolina's largest city and shut down a highway after the fatal shooting of a black man by Charlotte police who said he was armed and posed a threat. The protest broke out Tuesday night after 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was fatally shot by a black officer at an apartment complex on the city's northeast side. They continued into early Wednesday morning when TV footage showed dozens of protesters on Interstate 85 apparently looting semi-trucks. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.